Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. Before we get into this episode, I need to tell you about our Patreon. It's blowing up over there this Friday. Is that right, Dan? This Friday?
Yeah.
Stars in Your Eyes special comes out. We're going to talk about that on this episode because I've just watched some of the footage back. That's there in its glory. We did it in limelight in front of Patreon. 750 people, standing gig, all your favourite comedians. What a night. So that's going to be on there on Friday, exclusive to Patreon. All the usual stuff on there. I could go on about it, but I won't. Patreon.com/TeamWithMePodcast. We are sponsored by none other than Manscaped. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah.
It's just Manscaped this week?
Just Manscaped today.
Things not good?
We'll talk about it.
We losing sponsors?
Yeah.
Manscaped are there through thick and thin. And that's a great thing about Manscaped. Whether you have your pubic region thick or thin, Manscaped are here for you. Go from thick to thin. Not like weight, you know what I mean? But just, well, if you're carrying weight in your pubes, which people
could. Manscaped.
William. That's their new slogan. Manscaped are the number one in men's below the belt grooming. Look, these guys have all sorts. You try telling your dad about this, you know, or you even say to yourself from 10 years ago, there's going to be a company that are doing things like, you know, ball toner, clear groin shaving gel. They've got the Lawnmower 5.0, which is an electric razor for doing all your bits, which before I went to Dubai, I made myself really smooth, you know, because they hate that.
How smooth?
Like, I put it this way, if there was a shiny floor and you, for some reason, if the airport officials in Dubai had decided to take, you know, kind of cartoons, like take one grip of my belt and the other of like round the back of me, and then, you know this analogy, and then take it, like grab me by the scruff at the back and then throw me, like slid me across the floor, I'd have just gone and gone. I'd probably end up in a different emirate, like one of the other ones.
Which one?
Oman. Is that another emirate?
It's a country.
I'll find out. Write in. Tell us. Manscaped are the number one men's below the belt grooming. If you've got a holiday coming up, anything like that, their travel package is amazing.
Performance package.
The performance package, even. That's even better. Go to manscaped.com, use the code T with me for 20% off free shipping. Dan, is that over a minute?
It'll do.
Great. We need more sponsors. My guest this week is Scottish comedian, a guy who I've known of for a long time. We've actually never gigged together, which is wild. Martin Nelson and Willie T.
Hello.
Have you guys gigged together?
Have we? We met
as
a friend.
Thank God you both are doing that. Because if one of you was like, we definitely have.
No, I think
we shared a flat.
For 5 years.
Mark's my dad. And no, we met for the first time in the Monkey Barrel bar in the Fringe.
Yeah, so we did.
Yes.
Yeah, with Vittorio. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. Yeah, that, but yeah, we don't think we've gigged together.
No. There's not many comedians, like working comedians, that you haven't done a gig with, but it'll be a beautiful time when three of us do. You're doing Limelight tonight in Belfast?
I am well excited, man.
How long have you been coming over to Belfast gigging?
I've been coming over, I came over quite early on to do the Empire, pretty early on in my career, because the Empire always had this kind of mystique about it.
Like
it was a proper rough
bear pit
of a gig, and then you come over and you go, this is a piece of piss. And then you realise, oh, it's the English acts that are saying this.
I was going to say, if you're from here, you're from down south, you're Scottish, it's like a home gig.
Oh, it was lovely, yeah.
But I don't know what it is, but when English comedians, it's different now, it's nicer now, but when English comedians came on, they had to be 5 seconds really to kill.
Do you know why it is? Because they're shite.
But it's like,
just a sweeping to all English comedians. I want it known, all English comedians are
shy. Name me one good one. You can't.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't. But like, you know, stand up here, they quite like aggressiveness.
Yes.
Anyway, so anyone comes on doing that, like, oh, I'm dead awkward and all, we don't go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember doing my third gig or something in the Empire, and it went all right. But one of the first ones I did there, if you lose the audience for more than like a few seconds, you're done. And I've had that happen to me there, and it is the worst, because it's 350 people chatting amongst themselves. It's the worst feeling in the world. But
that's worse than anyone heckling. See, when people go, is heckling the worst thing? I would far rather an entire room shouting shit at me
than
people just ignoring
complete apathy is the fucking worst. Yeah. Like.
So when would you, like, roughly, like, when would that have been, like, when you first came?
So this would be, I reckon, around about 2010.
Right.
Maybe 2010, 2012, yeah. It was about the first kind of time I started coming over here.
Remember going away? Like, what was your first ever gig outside of here?
That time we went to Edinburgh, I think.
Over a tour show?
Yeah.
We love, like, not just saying this, when we, Willie comes on tour with me usually, and Scotland is always our best shows and our best time.
Always. Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Yeah,
always.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, so good every time. I think that may have been the first time. Are we talking, like, out of Northern Ireland?
Yeah, all of Ireland? Yeah.
Because I used to drive to, like, Letterkenny and Galway for shows all the time. Like, school the next day. And I'm doing fucking 3-hour drives down to Limerick back home and then up in 2 hours to go to school.
Yeah.
Those would have been the first and they were fucking brutal.
Yeah. What's it? Was it? Yeah, that's funny
were
though.
Were you schooling?
Yeah, when I started, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is
I was, what, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first time I met Kieran, that's the story, he loves that. That when
he was driving his van down.
He was like, you're my girlfriend's class. I'm joking. I'm so joking. So joking. She was a few years below me. But because he met me, he goes, what are you up tomorrow? And I was like, double politics. He was like, oh, very funny. I was like, no, genuinely. I'm like, I'll show you my timetable. Because I have my uniform in my bag. I was like,
what age did you start stand up at, Mark?
I was quite late, actually. I was 26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 26 when I first started.
And are you Glasgow?
Glasgow, aye.
And is that where you started?
Yeah, it's great.
Like, we always talk about how similar the scenes are and the comedians are.
Yeah, I've been saying that most of the time, like, when I've been over here. Like, Glasgow and Belfast, it doesn't feel like...
And Liverpool.
Liverpool, exactly. Yeah. I don't know, there must be something about dock towns.
Genuinely, we've talked about... Someone explained that to me before. Someone, like, who was smart, and I didn't really retain at all, other than... It's like port cities.
Shipping towns. With docks. Yeah.
So there's like a rooted working class humour. I don't know what it... Newcastle kind of...
Yeah, Newcastle would be there, yeah.
But I like going to Scotland feels like a home crowd.
Yeah.
I gigged in Dubai last weekend for the first time. Have you done Middle East?
I have, aye.
Where?
So I did the tour. I think I've done like 3 different tours of the Middle East. I did Abu Dhabi... Dubai.
Is it funny if you said that people would assume you're a soldier? You're like, just on a tour of the Middle East.
Yeah.
I killed.
Tell you, mate. Some of those gigs are fucking easier being over there.
You're like, man, I bombed so hard. Like, oh, too much information. Where did you go the first time over there?
That was Dubai. Yeah. And it's mental because, like, I remember you were told various different things that you couldn't say. Like, they were like...
Yeah.
Swearing was fine. Sexual stuff was fine. Don't mention the royal family at all. And
theirs?
And don't mention religion at all.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have any kind of stuff about that anyway. But there was guys. I remember guys standing at the back, like policemen, standing at the back of gigs, making sure no one crossed the line.
That'll make you feel comfortable.
It's fucking terrifying.
I'll put you at ease.
And then I did a really really fucking stupid thing. Where, I don't even know why I did it. I think it was the second time I went out. The first night I went out and did the gigs. The gigs went great and then we went out drinking afterwards. And I'd taken like, because you can't buy drink there, there's no shops or anything, so you need to buy it all at the airport. So you're fucking loading your suitcase with shit. So I had like bottles of wine and stuff and beers. And I had a beer and I'd put it, you get in the room, there's a copy of the Quran. And I'd put the beer just beside the Quran and I'd tweeted like, just about to start this, bad boy, anyone recommend the best bits, right? And within seconds, I had about 100 messages going, delete that immediately because you will be beheaded by the morning. Like, you cannot put a fucking beer on the Quran.
Did you delete it?
I deleted it. Like, most of the stuff I will keep up, but that was one I was like, I can't really defend this.
I got that thing of like, what you sort of can and can't talk about. And it really breaks down to just like common sense. It's like, just don't be disrespectful of this thing while you're here.
Yeah.
But I started like, because I'm not edgy at all, but I started having like thoughts during it where I was like, what if I just say something mental?
Yeah.
Like that just comes out of my mouth, something mental.
Yeah.
But it's funny how like, you know, it's all people, like so many people from Ireland were at the show, but everyone's just like, you know, say you would have 4 drinks at a show.
Yeah.
They're having 2. You know what I mean? Like, they're just a little bit like...
A bit more reserved.
Yeah.
What did you think of the place? Like, Dubai as a place?
I've been before. What's wild is, the day of the show, I went indoor skiing with real snow and then had a Costa.
It's fucking mental.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Like, that was the weirdest thing about it, where I was sitting having a cost going, I should probably explore different parts of this culture instead of just doing what I would be doing.
Did you have...
At home.
Oh, you'd be indoor skiing at home?
No, I'd be having a Costa. You know me, you can't stop indoor skiing. You're outdoor skiing.
You do look like you'd be a bad guy in a skiing movie.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, what are you doing on this mountain? That would be you.
You'd be a wee tile boy in the lodge.
No, I'd be the underdog of the movie. Has to beat you in a big race at the end.
Yeah.
And I win.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No.
Because it's my movie.
Yeah.
You can't have a movie where the bad guy wins.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
What movie?
Fuck off, Will. there's definite movies where, like,
you do a movie podcast, you should be all over this.
I'm trying to think, there must be a film where the bad guy wins.
Saw. Oh, I was thinking like sports movies, like underdog movie. I wasn't going.
Well, Cool Runnings, they don't win.
Yeah, but there's no bad guy there, is there?
Yeah, there is.
The establishment.
Racism.
And that's the movie. Racism wins. That's it's my favourite Disney movie. So joking.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, it was just fun to just be there and do a gig. It's a mad... You've never been, Shuhan?
In the Middle East? No.
It's mad. Like, Dubai itself as a city is just... It's just not.
We went... me and my wife had a layover there, like, for 3 days on our honeymoon before going to Thailand. And my friend used to live there. He used to be a teacher over there. And I told him the hotel we were staying in. And he just went, fuck. And it was a hotel that had a brothel in the basement. So every night we'd be coming in having a romantic time. And you'd just see these guys with women sat on their knees. And then you kind of, at that point, because you're on your honeymoon, you're like, I don't really want to have any sex here because I know what's going on down there. I'm just going to leave you to it and go and join those lads.
Just like we
I was going to say, were you not raging your wife was there?
You look like a wee guy be sat in the corner of a brothel with an inhaler.
Yeah, I'm not even just have a beer, not even do anything. I just like the atmosphere. They play good songs in here.
And one beer you're driving, you just call in for a drink.
I'm like the norm of
the only guy watching sports highlights on the telly.
And they're like, can we get WrestleMania on that? Crystal's a big Goldberg fan.
Goldberg. This guy loves wrestling. We love wrestling.
Crystal, my 7'4" girlfriend. I do. I look like the guy would go to Thailand and get a girlfriend who's double his height.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I've never been to Thailand. Like, we've talked about it in the pod before. It's not somewhere I think I'd be natural in my environment. Too much going on, I think.
Aye.
Like, it's a little bit wild.
It is wild, aye. Yeah, and you see that. You see that at the airport when you're coming back. You see, like...
Broken people?
Women.
Edgy men.
Women saying goodbye to their families while some elderly British bloke is fucking right. My taxi booked here, fucking... Kiss grandma goodbye because it's the last time you're seeing her.
You're about to move into a two-bedroom flat in Wigan.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's go. And they love that. They're like, they're buzzing for it. This is so shitty of me, right? When I see what I assume, and it's wrong to assume, when I see a 74-year-old guy in, like, Hollywood here or whatever with a 26-year-old, I'm assuming, Thai bride, I burst out laughing every time. I can't help it. Yeah. I'm like... And then you'll get a dirty look. Yeah. And it's like, this is the minimum you should... I should be allowed to at least... You're getting to have... You're a pensioner. You're an ugly pensioner.
Yeah.
You have a young Thai bride. The offshot of that is, I should be allowed to, like, have a laugh at that a bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who are they trying to kid?
It's like old guys with, like, a bad wig or hair transplant. Yeah. You know, that you should be allowed a little bit of a giggle.
Do they ever say anything?
No, you're just like, I've more than once, I've like, even just a, like a laugh on my face that I can't control. And you will, because those guys are looking at you like, what? And you're like, no, why are you even saying what?
Yeah.
Like, we know the crack here.
Yeah. How dare you think this is my wife? Yeah. She's a slave. She makes shoes in my shed. How dare you assume?
She bought me. Yeah. Do you think there's like young Thai women who are like, I just need like a British or Irish
coming over here scouting care homes?
Just a wee frame, like a heart-shaped frame. There's just an old man in it. like shirtless on a Benidorm beach. This is Desmond. He's the man of my dreams.
She's like, yeah, come over here, please. I'll send you money and all. He's like, all right, babe. He's like, babe, I need money. I need money for pints for Weatherspoon. She's doing her best to just send all her money.
He's sitting in the bookie waiting for the transaction to come through. Fucking hell, Waylon, come on. This race starts in 3 minutes.
She's like, I nearly did an accent. She's like, I'm working so hard to support his accas.
How scandalous would you have been if your granddad came in, though, like, and was like, here's my new wife, and just a wee
You'd have to respect it. You'd have to respect it. Like, it's so wild that the idea that could happen.
Yeah.
You know? But I've never met, there's no family, I don't think, or anyone I know that well that's done that. Because it's such a fucking move, because, like, everyone's going to know what the thing is, but you're just happy enough.
How would, like, your granddad go on, you know, I've been awful lonely since your grandmother passed, and
yeah,
I just need some company. Here's Mulan.
Yeah.
And it's the wee Thai woman comes in. I don't know how I'd feel.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
Yeah.
Sitting having afternoon sandwiches with your granddad.
Yeah.
And his Thai bride.
Yeah. But, like, I like, because it used to be, like, they, you know, it was, like, mail order and stuff like that. You know, like, but now, like, the reality shows nowadays where you follow it, like 90 Day Fiancé and all that.
Oh, the guy looks like me in it. Shit.
We Ed.
Big Ed.
Have you seen him in 90 Day Fiancé?
Just a guy with no neck at all.
Dan, can we bring it, please, God, can we bring up Ed, 90 Day Fiancé?
He literally is like, hold on, I'll just get up my phone. His shoulders. And it's so cringy because he keeps, like, the girl's clearly there for the money. And he's getting all, like, hoggy and kissy with her in public. And she's like, don't touch me.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
I love you so much, baby. I love you. And she's like, no.
Here he is.
No.
Here he is. Will he do?
Yes.
Me if I don't stop drinking milk.
You got a fuzz?
Yeah. All right.
They had to stop the mail order bride thing.
What is that?
There's too many of them dying in the post.
Oh, that's what that ITV show was about, wasn't it? The post office drama. Full scandal.
Just a guy opening packages. Another one. Fucking how many?
He's being accused of stealing mail order brides.
I got obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé. It's one of those shows, like, it shouldn't be allowed. You're like, no one in this show is of the right frame of mind.
What's the concept of the show? I've never seen it.
Somebody from, like, America or the UK would be speaking to someone online from a different country.
Right.
And they would do this thing where they would get married, but I don't think it was a real marriage, and they would go to that place for 90 days. So this guy from America has been speaking to this girl in a village in Brazil, and they would document him actually going over and meeting her for the first time. They'd spend 90 days together, and then at the end he would have, like, the option to bring her back.
That is
or
good.
Whatever. But it was just, like, no.
No,
yeah.
Free holiday.
Nobody was of the right frame of mind.
No. Everyone was. Every guy you're on it, you're going, you dirty bastard.
Yeah.
But you almost feel sorry for them. They're so depraved of any love. And you see them and you're like, I get why you're kind of fucking stinking.
Yes.
But it's just pure desperate men.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I don't watch reality TV anymore. I just get too into it.
Do you know what I mean? The Traitors is good.
No.
That is good. That's the one I'll still...
We're talking about that recently. We're like, I watched the first episode of the first season, and they went, rank yourself in order of where you think you'll come in this. And a guy being, like, really dead on was like, I'll put myself last, because they were trying to make this wee old lady, she was going to be last. And he's like, I'd stand last, but you clearly think he thought he was going to win. Right. And then he stood last, and he just went,
they get chucked.
Fuck off. So I liked that, but I was like, I struggle to watch, like, you know, like, cruel stuff, or you know what I mean?
I just
feel bad for these people. That seems what that show is.
Those
but it's massive,
favorites.
Isn't it?
Remember, it's huge. Yeah.
Ever seen My 600 Pound Life?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's just really fat people trying to lose weight. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's because they're like, oh, I don't know why I'm so fat, and then just cuts to them like binning like a 12 piece fry.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m. It's fucking outstanding.
Yeah. Nah, I can't watch anything like that. Mark, you done TV stuff?
Yeah. I've done,
I've not done
600 pound life. Jesus Christ.
Not that. I just, have you done stuff in Scotland? Or
yeah, I host a thing every Fringe where we do, it's called Edinburgh Unlocked, where it's like, it's basically, it's just covering
breaking
the Fringe.
Houses.
Yeah, and you just yeah.
She's going about trying those.
Can't believe they've given us a third series.
Yeah, it's really low budget. Just you and your mate in the camcorder.
So what is Edinburgh Unlocked?
It's just me going about basically reviews of the, not reviews, but like a kind of recap of the Fringe. So right. I'll meet various different people and meet various different shows. And I interviewed Frank Skinner this year for it. And it's class. It's a good thing to do during the Fringe because you meet some fucking mental people as well.
The Fringe, of course. Well, that's what the Fringe is.
Yeah.
And sometimes at the Fringe, you look around and go, I think everyone in this city right now is mental, bar me. And then you realise you're more mental than anyone. Yeah.
It's fabulous watching the breakdown of some people, like, because, like, some people, particularly, like, folk that come up, I don't know how people manage to spend that amount of money, but you can see by the third week the realisation in their face of going, I have lost everything.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm absolutely done.
I bet on myself and have lost.
Yeah. It's the start of the third week, isn't it?
It's a
Monday. It's the last Monday of the Fringe.
Yeah, yeah.
When people go like, I'm not going to be a giant star. And do you know what? There's nothing better than, I root for all my mates in comedy, always, and that's what I think so good about the scene here, and it's like that in Scotland, it's like at Liverpool. But there is nothing better than being tucked up in bed 3 weeks into the Fringe and just watching Instagram stories where you read duvet over your head and be like,
oh, I know.
Everyone's having a terrible time, and I'm just in bed watching 90 Day Fiancé.
And that's the stage where you've been drinking so much that your body's literally like poisoned at the idea of beer.
Yeah.
But you also get the shakes if you don't have it.
And everyone has a medieval disease.
Yeah.
Like this guy had trench foot, you know?
Yeah.
That was what amazed me when they cancelled it for COVID.
Yeah.
And they were saying, we don't want people in these rooms catching anything.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen these fucking rooms?
They're medieval. It really is like medieval dungeons.
One venue
Mickey's
I had
turning yellow by the end of it.
And
the
then wall went to
the My venue, the wall leaks.
Right.
Like, how does it. I've checked pipes and everything. Yeah. But the wall's leaking.
Yeah.
Like, there's just fucking growths coming out of there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, it's
but,
so.
But being from Scotland, you probably, like you say, like, see comedians come over thinking, like, this is my destiny.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the best Fringe.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I'll be a star. And
I'll make all this
money. And it just does. Like, you just found out just for this, you might have a mate who has a free space in his apartment so you can stay there.
Saving me and about $4,000 or $5,000.
Aye. People don't understand that. Literally saving you like thousands of pounds.
And I just got my room today as well, so it's all good. It's all good to see you at the Fringe.
Did you drink every day at the Fringe?
Not every day, but a lot of it.
Yeah.
But it got... But
he took smack on the days he wasn't drinking.
A wee leveler.
Honestly, people think the most unhealthy thing you'll be doing is drinking. One time I accidentally ordered a KFC.
Yeah.
So ordered a Zinger box meal, accidentally ordered it twice.
You didn't have to eat it.
Yeah. You could have explained the mistake.
Yeah. I didn't realise till I got there and they gave
could
me like,
the
two
homeless
big
guy,
bags.
No. I would have done that.
No, fuck that. I ate both of them.
Right. Homeless guys?
Edinburgh Unlocked. Yeah. It's me cannibalising the homeless. But that was my lowest point, was I accident.
Really controversial plan to deal with a homeless problem in Scotland. Get Willy.
Just Willy with an appetite.
Yeah. And then I'm going, don't know why my stomach's bad these days. But I accidentally had two KFCs, and I ate both of them. So it was like two Zinger box meals, and I'd ordered extra hot wings, because I love KFC wings.
Yeah.
They don't agree with me, but I'll eat them anyway. And then for 2 hours, was stuck on... Have you ever been constipated and have diarrhea at the same time?
Can I just say, this is mental to say, a complete non-segue. I just had an out-of-body experience where I was watching this podcast there, and I was thinking about, you know, like James English podcasts where it's like full gangsters being like, I got shot through the eye, later that night I was out at a disco.
Yeah.
I just had a moment there where you were like, picturing all this dramatic music and all this glass breaking, and you're like, I accidentally ordered two KFCs and I love the hot wings, but they did not agree with me. I was like, shh, big clickbait, like full stuff, like William's addiction.
People always say you hit a low point. That was it for me.
Yeah, when I was eating beans with a wing as a spoon, it was a low point. Make yourself feel better because I ordered one bit of corn. Yeah. I was like, good, I'll get my nutrients in. Putting butter on it. Oh, good.
I remember one year taking a going up Arthur's Seat with a couple of mates. I was like, you know what? we'll get away from the city. We'll go up Arthur's Seat. It's like a small mountain. Isn't it? Is that how you describe
it? Yeah, it's not like a Monroe or anything.
Big
like
hill.
That. It's a big hill, yeah.
So I was like, me, Dave Elliott and Aaron McCann, I went, boys, we'll go up Arthur's Seat, get a nice bit of fresh air. And it was like a beautiful day. You could have made a full epic Hollywood movie out of it. See, just trying to get the boys over the line and up to the summit. Now, it takes about 25 minutes to get up Arthur's Seat. I had to give Dave all these pep talks. Like, Dave sat down and he could see the summit.
Say Dave all these Pepsis? Sorry, I was there, mate.
Have a smile. And I was like, Dave, and there was cameos. Like, Jim Owen was popping up the past during it at one point. And I was like, Dave, I was like, you can do this. And he's like, no, I'm just going back down. And I went, look, you'll feel better. Trust me, I was like, you got to do it. And then when we got near the summit, Dave just broke into a full sprint and did like a full like, hands up at the top. It was great. But everyone's mental at the French.
Oh,
like, everybody's
you
mental.
You go insane. It's also because you're walking that much, my cerebral palsy gets fucking worse. So at the start of the French, no one believes I have it. And then by the end of it, they're like, oh God, you're worse than you think.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that disease in Game of Thrones, grayscale?
Yeah.
Where you get it a little bit at the start, then by the end, they're like, he's more disability than man at this point.
Yeah.
Because I'm just walking about, just fucking...
Yeah, Edinburgh's not built for this guy 3 weeks into the French.
No.
The hills.
No. It's because everything's uphill.
Uphill and cobbled.
Yeah.
No joke, would you get a mobility scooter? I'm not even joking.
Nah, because I'm carrying a bit of...
Willie, please?
No, I'm carrying a bit of weight at the minute, so people aren't going to think it's because of cerebral palsy. They're going to think it's because I'm two KFCs down.
Just a lazy cunt.
Yeah.
I'd love to see you beating about the fringe on it. Meep, meep. On a wee mobility scooter.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Going to Wings for the second time that day. That's why I go to the fringe. I spend 10 grand just so I can go to that place. It's a fucking beautiful restaurant.
Mark, where are you on the tour at the minute? Like, you Belfast tonight, you start to...
This is it. So I've done four. I did four in November in Scotland. And then this is the first one of the big leg of it.
Right.
In Belfast tonight, aye.
I've had that with a big break in between. I hate the break in between. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, I think it was more... Because I was never going to do it over kind of December, Christmassy time.
Yeah.
And then January. I think it was just the way it worked out. And then it was nice to do the four just to kind of test the water.
Yeah,
and see
yeah.
what it's like. And
so where you do? You got Belfast, you know, Dublin?
Belfast tonight, Cork tomorrow, and then Dublin on Sunday.
Class.
And then all over the...
Everyone's
England.
Coming. Like, this is, I think, the first year where... Everyone's coming to Belfast.
It's great.
You
yeah.
got passion left home. Your voice when you went to England. They're all over England.
But Limelight's great. Like Limelight, Lavery's, like everyone's bringing their tour show over. Like
yeah.
people were coming over and curious about here mm-hmm. and hearing about it, but now like everybody's over.
I think it's a lot to do with like how well yous are all doing as a scene.
Yeah.
It gets noticed over in the UK because you're like that fucking hell.
Yeah.
Man,
plus, I like to think it's like. Welcoming too, you know, like comedians will share your posts.
Oh,
and
aye, absolutely,
all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. It's because I know some people in some scenes are like it, but the entire scene's like that here. We just want everyone to do well.
Yeah,
a rising tide lifts all chips.
Well, if you go to a show and there's like, if you're going to a festival and there's
is that right?
I think so.
A rising tide lifts all ships. Yeah.
I like the conviction you said it with as well. A rising tide lifts.
I put it on t-shirts and there's dot 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 in between all the words.
The ships is on the back.
But it's like, would you rather pay money to go to a festival where there's four shit bands that you don't know and one headliner, or go to one where you know every band there?
One where I know every band there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Though that's. But that's what it should be comedy-wise, where it's like, oh, I may not even be a fan of that guy, but I know him.
Yes.
And it's good he's on the bill with the guy I like.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I think other scenes see it as like, oh, there's only one spot.
Yeah.
There can only be one.
Yes. Yeah.
They're all epic and all. Yeah,
they're like Highlander.
Yeah, they're like medieval movies.
Yeah.
they're all like Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they think of comedy.
Aye.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's just a big banquet and all the boys are eating.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus, it's a better laugh if you're with everyone you like.
I've done gigs where everyone doesn't get on and you're sitting backstage and no one's speaking. You're like, this is not fun.
Yeah. Or you walk in if you've never been there and like no one's talking to you.
Oh,
so
God,
you go on feeling like a complete alien. What do you like as a... So when me and Willie go on tour, we have a routine by now. We know what the crack is.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, like William loves a pint, right? He loves a pint. You know what I like better than that? Going to bed.
Hmm.
What? Sending me away for a pint and going to bed?
So that's what I do. I will like send William off, and it's like getting someone ready for school. After the gig, I, you know, clean his wee cheek, yeah. make sure he's okay, straighten his jacket. Not anymore.
I once I started asking for it, he stopped.
Yeah, I'll ask him to do it himself, right? So I'm like hands free. And then I send him off into the night. I get a few people. People are, oh, Shane, are you coming out for a pint? And I go, I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I'm sending I'm sending an envoy.
Yeah.
Sending an envoy out. But we usually eat in the same places, and we got into a real habit of basically we were traveling with Calvin, our mate who's a videographer. Mm-hmm. Calvin's a member of David Lloyd Gyms.
Right.
So we were doing a lot of swimming. We were doing a lot of gymming.
We're playing British Bulldogs in the fucking outdoor pool.
In Bristol. That was the highlight of the tour. We devised this water game. It's like water, aqua British Bulldogs, if you will. And not much to it, really. Someone would just be in the middle of the pool. You're trying to get past them.
Yeah.
But it was excellent. We also had a game where someone had just left a tennis ball in the swimming pool. We were the only ones there, really. And we would... this great game where we would... Mm-hmm. Someone threw the tennis ball at the wall to start of the David Lloyds. And... that left a wet mark, and then the game, you just tried to get as close to that as you could.
Oh, yes.
We were there for about an hour. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Also playing British Bulldogs, though, when you tried to stop me, I turned into, like, a captured ferret.
Yeah, this guy, cerebral palsy must, like, it's, like, heavy. Does that make sense? So he's, like, a condensed wee guy.
Mm.
And I was, like, I saw Willie walking towards me, and I'm the bulldog in the middle. I was, like, thou shalt not pass. Mm. Well, he just like, do you know, he's like a wee thing that clears snow.
Oh, really?
Just a what? Snowplow.
You're like an eel.
He's a wee human snowplow.
What, you're sitting in the snow with your eels out?
That's what they do in Scotland.
See the snow out there? No problem.
Yeah. Now your driveway's covered in snow and there's dead eels everywhere.
But we eat in the same places and all that. So what I'm saying is, like, what are you like on tour? What's like a day like on your tour?
I don't know yet, because this is my first one.
Your first tour?
This is my first ever tour. So I've not found the routine yet. I will struggle not to go out for pints. I know.
During the day, you mean?
Oh, no. Fuck's sake, man.
You mean
time
after the show?
Jesus Christ.
I think more people will go out drinks after the show than don't. You know what I mean? I think I'm weird that I don't.
But you can't. I mean, like, it's not going to be. That's why, like, for a lot of them, I'm going to take the car. When I can drive back.
So you can drink and drive.
Exactly. I'm a much better driver. I'm like...
I like that. Like, for some of the England thing, we did a rental car. And we just drove in between the cities and it was great. Like,
yeah.
But
that's when a show goes well. That's when you really want the pint.
I know.
Because you're like, oh, let's keep this going.
It never
ends up like you think it's going to be.
Nah. And it's not.
Because by the time you're off stage and.
It's not all it's cracked at. Like, going for drinks with a crowd.
Yeah.
At some point, you catch a glimpse of yourself and you go, oh, Jesus.
Do you know what? It's all good bar one guy.
Aye. Yeah.
There's always one guy who will, like, everyone's sweet. You come up, you have a chat, you get a photo, no problem. Do you like your show? But then there's one guy who'll say, I want to get a chat with you about something. Aye. See, as soon as you hear that, that's 17 minutes. You're never getting back.
Aye.
Guys, like, I'm thinking of starting, like, a carpet business. You coming in on this? You know, it's always... It's always like something.
Or someone's a PR company. It's like, oh, I work in a cheese factory and we think it'd be good if you just came down for the day.
Yeah. What? We can get you some cheese. Don't pay you.
That's good material, cheese.
Yeah.
Just stand by the cheese.
It'd be good exposure for you.
Yeah.
You want to come down to this mozzarella factory?
Get into the cheese community.
I can't have dairy, and this guy's just cut it out because he's shitting 7 times a day.
Yeah, I didn't think that wasn't normal.
If you cut dairy out,
yeah.
He had a cappuccino this morning.
I didn't know there's milk in it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I found out now I can't have that.
Yeah. You didn't know there was milk in cappuccinos?
Nope.
Nope.
What did you think it was?
Coffee.
Just really frothy coffee.
I thought it was coffee.
White coffee.
I thought they did something to it to make it foamy. I didn't know.
Yeah.
They do. They add milk.
But I thought it was just magic. I thought it was like barista magic. I didn't know.
Do you know what the.
That there was milk in it.
Do you know what one of the best things I like as well? If you're in a different city and you find a good arcade entertainment centre.
Yeah.
Playing pool. Now, this relies on having someone with you. You go there by yourself, sad. Pool.
I'll go alone.
Arcade games.
I'll complete House of the Dead 3 by myself. Thank you very much.
Imagine you're in the arcade that day, coming to your show that night, and there's a mystique around you. I'm going to see William Thompson, and then you're having lunch, and you can see Willie for an hour and a half. That's mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing a show all about how disability's difficult and I'm not there. I'm just like, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Man's cha-cha sliding the whole way through your toast, like.
Yeah, I mean the burger while I do it too.
I did a gig in Stevenage. I remember it because there was the hotel was right next to like a big massive retail kind of park. And I had the whole day off, so I went to the next gig and I went 10-pin bowling. I went to a pool bit, and then I went to Nando's.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've just taken myself on like a teenage date.
You went bowling by yourself?
Do you know what? Because I love 10-pin bowling.
I need a break. I love it, but I need a break.
Oh my God. Like, even I was kind of going, this is. Because I was standing there, so it was about midday. I mean, it wasn't even midday, it was 11.
Yeah.
And I was sitting, there was like either side, there was kids' birthday parties, and then there was just me bowling by myself drinking Stella. And I was like, oh, it was like a dad that only gets his kids at the weekend, but even now the kids have not turned up. Like, just like, well, I've booked the lane. I'm fucking.
Your new stepmom? That is what we do.
Yeah.
Bowling. Bit of pool and Nando's. Like, right. That is literally, like, yeah, that is class. What it involves.
If I'm by myself, I'll try and find a cinema in the city.
Fun to I go don't to. Know what I did it once. I went to see Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. In London, central London, in an Odeon. It was like 11 o'clock. Like, the sad time to go and do things when you're a travelling comedian.
Yeah.
It was like 11 a.m. Went to see Ghost Rider 2. Hadn't seen the first one.
Yeah. And even the staff were looking at you like, what are you doing here?
But the cinema held, like, say it was like a smaller one. Say it held like 60. I go in, sitting by myself. Movie starts, one Asian guy comes in. Where does he sit? One seat away from me. One seat away. Like, gap, him, nobody else. And I swear to God, anything that happened in the movie, because it's like an action movie,
yeah.
Anything that happened, he would go, wow, and nod at me. And I'm like, yes, mate. I'd say the first 3 times, all good. By the end, absolutely mental. And I've told this story before. We walked out of the cinema at the same time. All this guy had said, wow, 300 times. As we're walking out, there's like an incident where I'm pretty sure a guy on a scooter, this is central London, tries to steal a phone off somebody, like from here to the boys away, just up the street. Mm-hmm. It goes wrong, the guy drives on. I looked at the guy being like, fuck, if he thought, wow, Nicolas Cage did a wheelie on a motorbike, wait for this, he just went, walked on. I was like, that doesn't get a wow. Never saw him again.
You should follow him, see if he went to a restaurant and just sit opposite him at the table, put down the menu. Wow.
I hate that etiquette.
I had a similar thing. Again, fucking Stevenage, exactly the same bit. One of the nights, the Friday night gig, the gig was on a Friday night and it finished. And I was going to go to the cinema. There was a cinema there as well. And I can't remember. It was some Stallone film where he was like a sheriff or some shit like that. It was the only thing on. And the guy that was organising the gig, Andy, had managed to get me like 6 cans from the bar. And he gave them in my bag and he was like, take them into the cinema with you. I was like, so I was expecting, this was like 10:30 at night.
By the way,
I love the shot of Showbiz. Stevenage pinting.
And
you got that Stevenage can hooked up.
And I went in as the film started. And again, it was 4 Korean guys came in. And it was just me and these 4 Korean guys. And I ended up giving them a can each. And we all just sat there watching Stallone getting pissed. It was class.
Cans in the cinema, there's something phenomenal. We've talked about it before on the pod about sneaking a few cans into the cinema. I used to get, I used to go to Tesco's before a movie and pick like 3 or 4 small cans of like IPAs or whatever, or beer you hadn't heard of, and just drinking them in the cinema. I loved that. But that was the old me.
Yeah, now you can drink in a cinema.
It's not
as exciting.
Nah.
Yes, it takes that away. You're right.
Yeah, like it's only fun if you're not allowed to do it. It's like going to nightclubs, amazing when you're 16.
Yeah.
And then the minute you're 18, you're like, these are kind of shit.
See, all over, is your gigs all comedy clubs all over Scotland, or is it like the main cities? Because there's a thing here, there used to be a thing here where it was just really like Belfast, Derry, couple of other towns, but now it's starting to be like everywhere.
Oma was always
Oma always Oma had one, yeah. But now there's kind of like happening everywhere. So if you're a gigging comedian in Scotland, are you like all over Scotland all the time?
Well, there's not as many, like, I mean, the Aberdeen, Glasgow, and Edinburgh will have a couple each.
Right.
But the problem, like the other ones, I wouldn't say they're clubs, they're nights.
Maybe
a monthly night.
Yeah.
But there's nothing regular. Like, you couldn't, I think it would be hard making a career just staying in Scotland.
Right.
Like, I'm hardly ever really gigging in Scotland a huge amount of times.
Right.
It's mostly down in England.
And do you just travel down same day?
It depends. Depends when it is. Like, yeah. I've started hiring cars a lot more as well.
Right.
I've got a thing. Like, I was... I remember I went into the... I got the same car hire place. And there was a guy... A guy in it was like... He knew another promoter. And he was like, oh, and do you know this guy? And I was like, aye. So I got to go him. And then the other guy that was in it, he was like, oh, fuck, I've just been watching you on YouTube. And he likes the podcast I do with Ryan Cullen. So after that, they started upgrading me, right? Because I always buy the cheapest car. Like, it's like a
four, I go.
500 fucking cheap as shit, 15 quid a day.
Like the sort of car, like, you're 17 and daddy's rich.
Yeah.
And just you're a girl.
Run around, basically. Yeah. But they've started upgrading me, and it gets a better upgrade every time. And it's becoming awkward now because I'm kind of going, I don't want this anymore because this is costing me a fucking fortune in petrol. Like, why are you giving me the monster truck this weekend?
You're showing up for an open spot in Peterborough in the
Lambo. Exactly, yeah.
Case of Stella in the boot, ready to go.
Door comes up like that, you're just doing 5 minutes. Speaking of Ryan Cullen, the funnest thing ever nearly happened. On my stag, we were in the airport, Belfast International Airport, having a few drinks before we were going on the flight. Ryan had been doing a gig in Belfast and was flying on to Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. We were going to Mallorca, we were going to Magaluf. Got chatting to him. I went, Ryan, have a drink with us, right? He has a drink with us. I went, do you know what would be 10 out of 10 if you came on my stag?
Oh, yes.
Last minute, I said, we'll book you a flight right now. Come out for 3 nights and then we'll fly you back to Edinburgh. We looked it up, flights were going to be like 40 quid. And he just had that moment where he was like, I can't. But looking back on it, we both should have just made it happen.
I'm surprised he never did it.
But he said to me since, he's like, fuck, I regret not doing that.
I didn't get invited in that stag, but just some dude you ran into in an airport gets to go.
Yeah, you were 15 at the time.
I have to be with you if I'm allowed to drink. Dolly says it's fine.
Kieran was taking you on a camping trip. obviously now things you wouldn't go now, but no, you'd be invited now.
You wouldn't want me on your stag do.
I would. You'd be would there.
What are you liking a stag do?
I've never been on one.
You've never been on a stag. Oh man!
But you don't want Willie on a sesh. You know, like on.
Do you know what always happens by default to him when he drinks out of nowhere? Union Jack sunglasses will appear.
Like, he doesn't even bring them.
Wow.
It happened once.
He's like, you remember Kanye was always wearing those, like, glasses? He's like that with, like, Union Jack glasses. Like, it's like his trademark.
One time.
Everywhere he goes, he wears Union Jack glasses.
Just Irish out on them.
No, he loves it. Like, loves it.
Here's your stag shirt that says no hard border. No. It's good crack because we're joking a bit. Yeah. I kind of mean it, but it's fine. I wouldn't give it to Dave because he would look like he'd wear that shirt on our
Yeah.
He wouldn't, but he looks like he would.
Always looks like he should be standing outside a protest, like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pissed.
Yeah, he looks like now he shaved the head. He looks like he serves burgers half time at the Oval, like.
Yeah. I'm going on what I think is probably going to be the last stag I'll go. One of the last stags I'll go on in a couple of months, and I can't wait.
Like, where is it?
Magaluf.
Magaluf's the best place.
You have to just park.
Yeah.
You know, your snobbery kind of to one side,
yeah,
and just enjoy the fun of what it is.
Yeah, that's where mine was. Like, it's fucking.
Oh yeah,
we were in. We didn't.
Did you go BCM?
Yeah.
Oh man, DJ Sammy phone party.
Fucking amazing, man.
Magaluf's great crack.
Oh, it's just the best place in the world.
We went for our first last.
Well, like, get married. Aye. Get a time meal order bride right now. Dan, look it up, and then we can go to three. Us and Ryan Cullen going to 4-man stag.
Our first ever.
Just leave today.
First ever lads holiday was a 12-day trip to Magaluf.
10 days too long. I love that.
I know. See, by day 8, we were fucking ready. Yeah. We were never friends again.
Because you don't know shit at that time. You'd be like, I'm bringing €150 for 12 days. You run out of money in day one.
One guy did lose his card first day in. Had no money for the rest of the trip.
He didn't lose his card.
Jeez. He didn't. No, he didn't go out. We were with him when he was typing the pin. He forgot the pin. And the card just ate just ate his card.
And he just sat in the rest of the...
The highlight of his trip was Tropic Thunder was on one of the channels one night. And that was his best night.
I hadn't been before my stag. I hadn't been to a nightclub in like a couple of years. And DJ Sammy, BCM, foam party. I was like, this is fucking brilliant.
That same guy who had his card eaten, he did go out one night. And he'd not been out in the strip because he'd been stuck in his room the entire time. So when he came out, there's all the girls, all the girls trying to get in the bars, and he was loving it. And he was like, he was being too handsy with him. We kept telling him to stop it. He was like, trying to touch their bum and all. And we were like, stop doing
that.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, you look very smart. And he goes, she's into me.
Yeah.
He's the sort of guy who thinks they fancy him.
100%, right? And he's been cooped up in a room pulling a wire of himself. So he's.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. As he came out only doing Tropic Thunder quotes the whole time. And then eventually we went down the strip and we couldn't see him. We turned back around to about 8 of the PR girls surrounded him. Apparently he'd grabbed, he got a bit handsy with one of them. They grabbed him by the arm, started shouting at him, and the other PR girls came out. And we went back and they were just kicking the fuck out of him.
Nice.
Like a bully circle.
That guy's had the shittest trip of all time.
They're like, seeing how you like it, and all, he's grabbing his dick and like twisting it and all. We were like, I'm not helping you. You need to learn this.
Oh my god.
That was fucked up.
What a fucking weak that guy.
Where did you stay in Magaluf? You remember?
It was at the hotel on the beach. I honestly can't remember at all.
We stayed in Mallorca Rocks.
Right.
And there's a water park in the hotel.
Oh, it definitely wasn't that one. It was
unbelievable.
We went there.
Unbelievable.
And my day got ruined because I had a wee Rey Mysterio mask on that whole day, having a great time jumping.
You're right, you wouldn't be coming on my stack.
I was having a great time, and then just as I was about to do a big cannonball into the pool, jumped in mid-air smiling, and one of my mates just went, Roddy Piper's just died. And they said mid-air, you can see me go, what? Day ruined. Went away from the water park to cry. Roddy Piper died. R.I.P. Got it.
Yeah. People being like, what's wrong, man? You ought to come down or something? You're like, nah, an old wrestler dead. Yeah.
Not an old wrestler. Yeah. Roddy Piper. Okay.
Was Roddy Piper genuinely Scottish, or was that a gimmick?
No, he was...
I think he was born in Glasgow.
Not, he was Canadian, but I think his ma had a Scottish
grandma. Did
he do the accent?
His ma got fingered in Glasgow
once. Accent. He'd come on with a kilt.
He'd come out with a kilt, and he could play the bagpipes.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony in the Wiggles plays the bagpipes, and I don't know if it's really him. I don't know if it's really him doing it. And it's in my head rent-free.
Which one's Anthony?
The old guy.
He's still player.
Anthony's one of the original OG Wiggles, and he's still in it.
Wow.
But he basically owns the Wiggles, him and his brother.
Yeah, you think it's sad being a comedian on the road drinking a beer? Imagine being one of the Wiggles.
Oh, man. Jesus.
And all your fans are 4, everyone else in the band's 19, and you're 47.
Wiggles, apparently in Australia, were doing over 18s gigs because everyone who used to be into the Wiggles
shows
up. Like, what a night that'll be. A few beers, go see the Wiggles.
Dick and Dom do it as well. They do festivals and shit now as well, but they do an 18 show at the Fringe.
You a Wiggles guy?
Not really.
I was never in the Wiggles.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
There would always be the advert, like when you had a video as a kid and then it would end, the Wiggles advert would be on. But that's the only time I'd seen the Wiggles. Really? Oh. Are they still big, the Wiggles?
Oh. Well, here's the
thing. I was a Dick and Dom kid, which is a mental name for a kid's act.
Yeah.
That's a mental name.
I am. So the Wiggles had the original lineup 30 years ago. They just celebrated the 30th anniversary and brought out a anniversary edition of Fruit Salad. Yummy, yummy.
Sorry, we'll have the podcast going. We're doing a deep dive on the Wiggles.
But what happened was, then the Wiggles' popularity was waning. Then they upgraded the cast and brought in Emma, Lockie and Simon, obviously. Bigger than ever.
We don't know them.
They're doing arenas around the world. But Lockie and Emma got together and ended up getting married. But then got divorced. Now, it would be really awkward to go to work with your wife after you get divorced. But what's more awkward is when you're divorced and you have to look at each other and go, fruit salad, yummy, yummy. And you're smiling, but Lockie was fucking crying.
You can more fruit salad, you fat bastard. Yeah. Yummy, yummy.
Like it's Fleetwood Mac of kids TV.
Yeah. And they just, it just wasn't the same after this.
I would love to see divorced Wiggles music, though.
Yeah.
You only see daddy on the weekends. Yeah.
Fruit salad. Why'd you leave me? Fruit salad. Yeah. Now I'm crying. But what happened?
I only went. Fuck the babysitter, didn't you?
I'm wearing the mask to cover the bruises.
Sunglasses out in public.
So what happened was, they then went on with that cast for a while. Emma left to pursue other projects. I read between the lines. They made a decision, right? They picked Lockie. Back their own horse, in my opinion. Even though Lockie is kind of a very consistent Wiggle. But they've now got this new cast, and there's fucking millions of them. But I think what they're doing is, the Simon, Lockie, Anthony are pairing up with new Wiggles. So they were all different colours. Obviously, Simon's a red Wiggle, Lockie's the purple Wiggle, and Anthony's a blue Wiggle. And they now have another blue Wiggle who'll be with Anthony in certain scenes. And I think they're doing a passover.
Like the Jackass.
Jesus.
Crew. Passing of the baton, you know.
There's one called, is it Sal Heim? Like a younger girl. She's like a dancer. She's fucking
she's,
class.
She's from Ethiopia.
She's brilliant.
She's injecting new life into it. But can I say, maybe at times, too much. Reined it in a bit. But she wants to make an impression. She's trying to make her own legacy.
Just imagine you watching the Wiggles and like a wee turtleneck and glasses. Like,
No, man, I'm fucking dancing.
So oh, really?
So there's a new generation of Wiggles that are getting... Yep.
At the minute, there's loads of Wiggles. It's quantity over quality, in my opinion, at the minute. Sorry, they'll come at me in the comments, the kids. But I think the Wiggles is just going through a transitional period, and then I think there'll be a new generation of Wiggles.
This is a real tone change from the OnlyFans episode.
Yeah, I have to balance it out.
See, I was a tweenies kid. I was like, do you ever... Were you
no,
a tweenies
I don't
guy?
Remember
no.
that.
What were you? A Wiggles kid?
No. Live and Kicking, Rugrats.
Rugrats was good. Only movie that makes me cry.
I didn't even see the movie.
There's a Rugrats film?
Yeah, Rugrats in Paris.
Never seen it. Is that not a Jay-Z and Kanye West song?
Fuck off. Yeah, the Rugrats go to Paris. It's a fucking, makes me cry every time.
Is there not some mental theory about the Rugrats that... I know. It all exists in like Tommy's head or something.
Angelica's
like that.
Head.
Is Angelica's head?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's wrong with her? Like she's.
I don't think the show ever confirmed this, but it was, some loser online was like, basically they were never born, and Angelica's an only child. And
oh yes,
them.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there something where the parents don't directly talk to anyone but her or anything like that, or what? Like what's he at? What are they looking at and going?
It's because she can understand the babies and no one else can.
Yeah.
So they say Angelica...
Like Family Guy kind
of? Kinda. So they say Angelica invented. But loads of TV, like there's always weird theories behind TV
Tell you
shows.
What, that's in my head rent-free now.
What?
The idea that it might just all be an Angelica series.
Yeah.
Don't look
yeah,
into
she's
the
just
theory.
A lonely, only child.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very dark yeah. theory. Don't look
I, think the all the, I think the, all the other babies did exist, but they died.
Yeah, that's the full theory. That's why I didn't want yeah. to go
Imagine
into
at the end of the last episode of the Rugrats, I went... That's right, that's right.
Yeah, Tommy yeah. just looks into the camera and goes, I died. And yeah. just, that's the end of the, yeah. that's the end of the, doo 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 doo, ba ba ba.
Chucky? Is that him?
Yes, he Chucky. Was the, I hated Chucky.
Oh.
Fuck him. I used to always hate that character in kids' TV shows where they're like, let's go on an adventure. And he'd be like, oh, I don't know, guys. I'm like, do it. Yeah. This show be shite if you got your way. It'd just be you sitting doing nothing.
Go Me on tour?
Yeah. You're I'm Tommy putting on the wee cowboy hat.
Willie
like,
wants to go,
go
on an adventure. Willie wants to go to Wetherspoons at 12.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stay in and drink tea. So you're doing Limelight tonight?
Yeah.
On the tour. Can't plug that on this because it will already have happened. But how do you think it will have gone?
I think it'll have gone all right.
You think you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I think I did enjoy it.
Good.
I think, yeah. The pints afterwards were good.
It was brilliant.
Well,
I
came down.
It was brilliant.
Rugrats
mask on.
Hmm? Is it selling okay?
I think so. Yeah, I don't really check.
Yeah,
I get that with the Fringe as well. You get obsessed with because you can check your tickets constantly. It becomes that thing where you're like,
yes, I've told this many times in the podcast, but one year when I did the Fringe, it was I don't know if you remember this. There was like a new group tried to run shows at the Fringe, and then it fell apart last minute. So the Pleasants took a load of shows in. There was like eight of us. They were like, you can come on after our last show. So I was doing 12:05 Oof. In the evening in the Pleasance in like the loft or whatever it was. And the first few weeks, like you said, the first week I was every kind of a ticket report and I was killing myself, like full stress.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what can I do? Realise like, apart from flyering and social media, you can't really do anything. So what I would say is, don't tell me and I'll be behind this curtain. Now, I'm already in the room. There's no backstage. But I'm just at the back of the stage behind a curtain and there's only room enough for me to stand. So every night I went, fuck it, I'll just open the curtain and come out to her.
Yeah.
70-seater. And it was very funny to see my face the first time there was fuck all people there because I would come out like it was full.
Yeah.
And I would come out and then there was one night, I always say in the podcast, two American guys and my dad. Non-exaggeration, that's
was
what
that
the
it? That was a whole...
But
Jesus.
I walked out like, here we go, like live at the Apollo, yeah. you know? And I just walked out and remember being like, right there, and and these two guys, but it was so much fun.
And you did a show, yeah.
I said to the guys, I went, listen, full disclosure, a third of the audience is my dad, and it's just you guys. And they had taken a punt on the show, they didn't know what it was. So I said, why don't I get you guys a refund and I'll take you out for a drink to the Pleasance Bar, using my dad and come for a drink. And they were like, we want the show. And then I think I said, what if I still do that? I'll give you your money back, we'll go for a drink, and I'll do a half hour version of the show instead of an hour, you know? So they were like, yeah, and I sat on the stool and just told stories that were in the show, but told them in more of a story way, not a stand-up way. And it was great because a load of the stuff in that show was about my dad. So they were like fact-checking it almost. Oh, and then my dad at one point was on his phone, and I was like, you can't be 33% of the audience being on your phone. And he was bringing up a picture of something to do when I was younger that he had saved to back up one of my stories. He's like, he's not lying, lads. Look,
that's brilliant.
He was an ugly child. I'm like, well, don't do that.
Just took some ages because it was all photos of him naked. And he's like, hang on.
But it was one of the best shows that I did because it was just so out of the ordinary.
And they'll remember that.
Yeah. Oh, I still online am in touch with those guys.
Oh, that's the most unique thing you can possibly get.
So the tour is UK, Ireland.
Right.
And what's the big homecoming one? Like, what's the big
homecoming
show?
That's the King's Theatre.
Oh, I heard that's great.
In Glasgow, so that's 1,700 people.
Oh,
so
that'll be
good. Aye, that's the very last night.
That's the best thing.
So, yeah. I always wanted to have that.
There's not much that you do a big show and then you're in like a 40 season
the
next day.
I've seen people do that where, like, on a Sunday. Like, they've done a huge gig on the Saturday and then they've got to go to fucking Stevenage.
Yeah.
Hello. Listen.
Loves it.
Aye. I'll finish the tour next tour in Stevenage.
It just seems like just a residency, just the whole tour of Stevenage. You're like Elvis.
Yes.
In Vegas.
Oh, yes.
You in Stevenage.
In that bowling alley.
And
just doing the canteen bit of the bowling.
The Colonel just keeps bringing you cans to keep you sedated.
Yeah. Limelight's a good venue too because it's where we did Stars in Your Eyes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Limelight 1.
Yeah.
We
just watch back. So we did like Comedian Stars in Your Eyes for Patreon. And all the comedians from here, like everybody was up for it. Everybody put so much into it. Like, and we were, normally if we were all doing a gig there, backstage it'd be so relaxed. Everyone would be chilled.
Yeah.
Everybody
was
wrecking it. Like,
these fuckers.
Willie T.
You guys were all freaking out and I was in the corner drinking beer and eating like tinning celebrations.
Oh, Willie, you're so cool.
I was having a great
Sorry,
time.
We're all nerds and Willie's cool.
I'm not cool. You guys are nerds. Yes, I'm just a wee fat lad eating celebrations.
Yeah. This guy won head and shoulders. Like,
did you?
No debate.
Eminem, yeah. What song did you do?
Without Me.
Oh, nice.
So initially I came out dressed terribly as Liam Gallagher to do Wonderwall.
You did the first line of it, didn't you?
Did it really out of time and badly and then ripped it off and had the Robin costume on.
Oh, yes.
Killed it.
It was a fun time.
But what's funny is, like, at the time, so, like, I did The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love. I've been singing that in my car for, like, 3 weeks before, and I can hit those notes, right? Like, I can hit those notes. I got a perfect...
Can you?
Okay, just...
If you're not being watched or recorded...
I believe in a thing called love. Right?
That's not bad.
Thank you.
That's
what I was doing in the car. On the night... I'm so nervous, right? And I did it and I was like, one, the adrenaline rush, it was amazing and the crowd are going wild and this is so great. Willie, head and shoulders won, right? But it was a brilliant night. I think everybody killed and everyone got the crowd going and it was like, everyone
sounded amazing.
Everyone was like, we all afterwards were like, everyone sounded amazing. Anyone could have won. We watched back some of the footage in Michael's editing room this morning. You know when people do TikTok videos and they put up like a tourist spot that looks amazing?
Yeah.
And then they do Instagram versus reality and it cuts to the fact that it's packed and there's a car park in it now and that kind of thing. I watched some of the performances back and you just see, it's filmed from the back, the master shot of 700 heads just doing this. The audience are like, I thought everyone was like, there's a mosh picture in my performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, I was hitting notes, but I don't know what they were.
Fuck.
And I watch it back and I was like, oh man. You know, like maybe the first time you ever do a podcast and you listen to yourself talk back and you go, oh no, do I sound like that? But it was such a fun
I thought I was seamless. I flung through everything. I run out of breath 3 lines in because I'm 8 bounties deep at this point.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath. Luckily, the crowd knew the song, so anytime I ran out of breath, I just hold the mic to them.
Yeah.
There is at one point where like I'm like, because it feels so empty. Without me, like I am fucked. Paddy's is one of my favourites as well.
Paddy, brilliant. Paddy the Prodigy Firestarter.
Oh, nice.
Everybody, like,
there's not a lot of lines in that song.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so a lot of it is Paddy on the dance floor, almost like, do you want a P7 disco? And it's like, and now just the boys, and it's just guys on the dance floor.
Yeah.
He falls off the stage almost at one point. It's amazing.
So many people that came to it were like, that was the best night of something that we've been to. Because they're maybe a fan of the comedy scene, and you're getting to see all the people that you like out of their comfort zone doing something silly.
Absolutely.
So it was like
a
huge success for us. Like, everyone involved loved it. So we're gonna do it again, maybe towards the end of the year, in a different venue. Yeah. And now everyone's talking about what they're gonna do. So ahead of time, everyone's like, I might do this, I might do that, you know. If you were gonna do that, say you did that in Glasgow, what would you do? Who would you be for Star Ocean Race?
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'd do, actually.
Do Trapped in the Closet, chapters 1 to 34. Yeah. Ruin the night.
Did you dress up as Justin Hawkins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, everyone went full into it with a
Oh, yeah. Paddy looked insanely good. Keezy looked great as Rag and Bone Man.
I dressed up as Justin Hawkins, right? So I wore just spandex tights, white boots. I had the fake tattoos on. But here's the thing. So they were tight spandex. But I'm playing a guitar, but not really playing it, obviously. And I have it in front of me for the whole thing. And then at the end, I'm so the adrenaline, the performance and all. Andrew, because before it, everyone was upstairs, everyone's talking about obviously wearing tight leggings, making all the jokes in the world. And then Andrew goes, Shane, what do you think of that? And I was like, why don't I reference how tight these were? But forgetting that the guitar was covering my dick the whole time. And so he went, what do you think of that? And I said, you should have seen it before I got circumcised. But that then didn't make any sense to the audience. Yeah. You have not seen any. What does that mean?
Yeah, do you have a guitar with a hood on it?
Yeah. But it was...
You luckily had a guitar to cover yours. I didn't know until we watched it back. I'm packing a full Sunday roast in my trunks.
Yeah?
Why were you dressed in tight trousers as Eminem?
It was the Robin costume. Oh! So it was spandex. And my bollocks are the most prominent thing.
Right.
It looks like Churchill's jowl. As I'm rapping M&M's, just full. Oh, it's awful. It's one of the first things I noticed, and Dan went, yeah, we know.
Just
that
a too. Metronome keeping time.
Yeah, it looks like I was you're not taking my XL bully and a smuggled it down the front of my trousers. It's really so. If you're watching it on
maybe
Patreon.
Maybe Chihuahua in there?
Yeah. If you're watching it on Patreon, keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
But yeah, it was a hell of a lot of fun. We're going to do it again.
Yeah.
In the Ulster Hall. Maybe. Are we done?
Maybe.
That's a great idea.
Or to Donald Ice, but we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. Mark, people find you online, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
Mark Nelson.
Mark Nelson comic.
Any other famous Mark Nelsons? Is there anyone else if you look up?
There's there used to be a guy that was in a boy band. I can't remember what boy. It was a very successful boy band. And there's a.
He was still in a boy band?
Hmm?
He was still in a... Don't take that away from
him.
Oh,
no, he's still in a boy band. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't A1. It was something like that. But...
it sounds like we're talking good level.
Yeah, it was
same
all
old
right.
Brand new you. Great song by A1.
Oh, yeah, it is, aye.
And there's Stars Your Eyes next year.
There's an American football player called Mark Nelson.
Right.
The quarterback. But I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as I know.
Dan, any word on the boy... Mark Nelson boy band? Mark's paid to have his paid for SEO work to have it scrubbed.
Yeah.
Willie T, you got anything you want to plug from? Oh, sorry. By the time this comes out, what tour shows will be left?
So when will this be out?
Not this sort of 12 days time.
12 days.
There's a lot of sippers in Glasgow, so that King's Theatre show.
Yeah, the King's Theatre. Yeah, if you. It's 22nd of March.
Okay.
So
we'll link into your tour. Or
aye, that'd be awesome. That's a big one. The 22nd of March. So if you're in Glasgow, then. Absolutely, go to that.
I mean, it won't be announced yet, but fuck it, I'll say it here because it's good promotion.
Oh, exclusive!
Exclusive.
I'll be doing the Waterfront on December
13th. Yes, Willie. Say it again for the people in the back.
Yeah, Waterfront, December 13th, 2,000 tickets, please buy some. I fucking need
2,000. That's fucking
a little
amazing,
bit under, but
man.
I'll embellish it.
Do you know what? I might do a 50 cent jar rule thing.
What?
Buy all the tickets, and it's just me there.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Then I'll chat to you for an hour and take the money. I'd rather that.
It's me, my dad, and those two Americans.
Yeah.
But we're in the back row.
Yeah. Also, around
I'll
the day.
I'll come with those Asian guys. And we'll bring cans.
Hello. Wow. And also on the day of WrestleMania, me, Dave Elliott, Alan Irwin, Ronan Linsky, Jasmine Sierra are doing a wrestling panel show.
Oh, class.
In the Black Box. So come to see A Question of Sports Entertainment.
Are you gutted CM Punk won't be in the...
Fucking don't even. Near started crying. Raging. Comes back after 10 years, gets injured immediately. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't think he is injured.
Do you think it's a work?
I think it is a work, guy.
I hope it is.
What are you trying to say about wrestling? If he's injured, he's injured.
Listen.
That's what you think.
Like the Undertaker died.
Yeah.
Twice?
Many times, yeah.
Vince may as well be dead. We'll say that.
Guys, we'll have to leave it there. I'll leave there because he's coming on the live at 2 Dirty bastard. Vince, you're a dirty bastard.
Hang on, you like a wee shite now, don't you?
Yeah, Vince. What are you doing, you dirty bastard?
Put your phone away. You can't be trusted for fuck's sake.
Guys, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. Oh, what did I do there?
I know.
Thank you.
Do you know what I did? I nearly went like this.
That's the Illuminati thing.
I never do that. I went to do this and then realized I never do that, so I chickened out and did this. Yeah. But thank you very much for coming on the podcast, guys. 'Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me, Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.